Meet yourself where you are. Acknowledge your strengths, but also acknowledge where there is work to be done. Evaluate what you are ready for and recognize where there are opportunities to grow. So when you are faced with these obstacles, you can meet them head on and you are able to push through anything that comes your way. You are an expansive individual and anything that you put your mind to, you're able to accomplish. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Seeking Stillness. Wow, does that feel incredible to say? It's been quite some time and I appreciate your patience with me. I have been through some serious life transformations these past few months, and unfortunately the podcast had to take a back burner on my priority list. These life transformations stem from a seed more than a year ago at this point. After I took some time for myself in March of 2024 and came back from my travels, I realized that there needs to be a change in my life, and I was determined to make it happen. Part of that change is pouring into this project, Seeking Stillness, and being of service to you all. And another part of that is changing my external environment and expanding into all of the spaces that I know that I can reach towards. When you know that you can do more, it hurts to play things small. It hurts to play things comfortable. And there will always be the voice in the back of your head letting you know that you are not in full alignment with yourself. So I had that voice. I listened to it, I grew my relationship with it, and in turn, I'm sitting now in this new reality that I've spent multiple months cultivating. It's crazy to think what life can look like with just a few months of dedicated work and an unwavering commitment to what you set out for yourself. Thankfully, this work that I set out for myself proved to be fruitful. All of those different seeds have started to bud. Now I find myself in a new city with a new job and new opportunities to grow and expand myself as an individual. I like to think of the external world and the way that I'm interacting with it as a great practice for the internal, my spiritual practice, my meditation practice, and everything that leads me to becoming more still and centered with myself. On top of moving to a new city, I feel that I've been able to grow my friendships, my beautiful, beautiful relationship that I have, and really just lean into all of the parts of this life that make it so incredible to live. This change that I set out for myself did not come easy, and I faced some challenges that I've never seen before. I carry those lessons with me, and I would love to share them with you. First, a quote from an artist that has really spoken to me these past few months, Raymond Nazier, and I apologize if I mispronounce that. The quote, "You think you want to be on top of everything, but really you crave the feeling of progress, which can only come from a single step." Such wisdom being shared here, and I can speak from experience, even being on top of the mountain and accomplishing the things that I set out for myself. I am still here now in this present moment with all of the internal work that's necessary. I'm still with myself. I still have all my thoughts and feelings and the way that I interact and process the world. And now that I've done the thing, I just ask myself, what's next? Where do I go from here? Does this sound familiar to you? Have you set out to arrive at a certain destination and when you got there, you immediately think, what's next? There's a balance to be struck here. It's incredibly helpful to be able to know where you're going and have direction, but there's also another component to this equation. That component is you. I can't help but acknowledge the fact that part of this human experience is a desire to grow and progress. We can get so lost in setting our aims towards these goals that we don't take a moment to step back and reflect on who we are and why we are even doing the thing. A false narrative of, when I arrive at this destination, I will be blank. I will be happy, I will be fulfilled, I will find my peace from an external source. Ask yourselves this, how many times have you told yourself this story only to go through it and recognize that what you're seeking has fallen short? I am incredibly guilty of this. I love to put myself in a romantic daydream of, oh, when I'm able to go here or I'm able to do this thing, that will bring me the thing that I'm seeking. And after many iterations of being surprised that it doesn't change the way in which I feel, I had to go within. Another favorite quote of mine, no matter where you go, there you are. This quote effortlessly leads us to today's topic of meeting yourself where you are. Meeting yourself where you are means listening to that voice. It means being able to get still, to be quiet, and to give yourself space and the opportunity to really dig in. One of the best ways to do this is to give yourself time to reduce all distractions and sit in quiet with yourself. Find a comfortable space, put on some noise-canceling headphones if that's what's right for you, and really get curious with your eyes closed. Dig around, ask yourself how you're feeling, and become curious about yourself. I like to give myself the same attention that I would a friend that I'm having a morning coffee with. Doing this on a regular basis creates a habit of checking in with yourself. We do this to avoid the tension that can come from not sitting with yourself, from not acknowledging where you are and what's happening within. Far too often, we get lost in trying to obtain level 5 when we're still at level 2 and we need to grow as an individual before we are ready to step into that new space. There is so much joy that can be found in the pursuit of all of our goals. A large part of that joy is crafting the individual that we are. Think of yourself as a marble slab. A bit silly, but the point stands, is that when we were born, it was a blank canvas. And as we've gone throughout our lives, we've slowly chipped away at who we are underneath. It's not about building up, but it's uncovering what lies underneath. With each experience, every challenge that we face, we're slowly chipping away, the work of art slowly uncovering itself to the artist. The world is a playground for us to interact with, and the one constant in all of this interaction is ourselves. So ask yourself, the thing that I am working towards, am I ready for it? Have I met the demands of the outcome? Am I in a place to meet the outcome fully with the person that I am, or is there required work before I get there? It's quite easy for us to wish for our lives to look different, but it is far more challenging to take that first step, to put that action into motion and really create something beautiful for yourself. As you take that first step and you meet your first obstacle, you learn and you grow with it. And I'm speaking to myself and all of you listening here. Pain is a requirement to go from where you are now to where you want to be. Shedding the idea of who you are, the habits in which you hold, that self-sabotage is painful. We are all operating in our certain size box. And when we start to reach its outer bounds, it feels really painful to be stuck in there as we're hitting all of the different corners. You know you're doing something right when you're going through adversity. Pain is a requirement for growth. Your tolerance to handle this pain and stress as you're working towards all of the things you set out for yourself will be the determining factor of how far you go. It's easy to let the obstacle set you back, to say, I've had enough. Let me go back to my small world, even though I know that I can be so much more. The two types of pain, the temporary pain that you will be able to resolve as you grow as an individual, or the permanent pain of regret as you look back on your life and realize that you stopped short. So meet yourself where you are. Acknowledge your strengths, but also acknowledge where there is work to be done. Evaluate what you are ready for and recognize where there are opportunities to grow. So when you are faced with these obstacles, you can meet them head on and you are able to push through anything that comes your way. You are an expansive individual and anything that you put your mind to, you're able to accomplish. It is a matter of tolerance of pain and commitment to self. The soil is fertile and it is just waiting for you to plant the seeds that you've been thinking about for so long. Waiting to plant the seeds and waiting for you to show up. The beautiful thing about all of this is that you can show up for yourself in so many different ways. Whether it be showing up immediately for the needs of the day, or thinking a little bit more long term and planning ahead. Within all of us, there is a signal guiding and telling us where to go. What you need is different than what someone else needs. Being able to listen to that and uncover it is one of the many steps you can take to meeting yourself where you are. And with that, we will conclude our episode of Seeking Stillness. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'm excited to be back and really pouring into Seeking Stillness once again. I hope that all of you have found benefit and value in the work and content that I put out to this point, and I am so excited for what I have planned for the future. I look forward to continuing to connect with all of you, sharing my words and ideas, and hopefully making the world a little bit better. Thank you all so much.